USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is invoking the Defense Production Act.
We're using the act. The act is very good for things like this. We have millions of masks that we've ordered. They will be here soon. We're having them shipped directly to states.
This essentially nationalizes certain industries to boost production of medical supplies and protective equipment. Dr. Deborah Birx at that same meeting outlines what new concerns they're keeping their eye on.
And frankly, from Italy, we're seeing another concerning trend, that the mortality in males seems to be twice in every age group of females.
Illinois' Democratic governor is joining Democratic governors in California and New York by announcing a statewide stay-at-home order to stop the spread of Chinese coronavirus. The order will go into effect starting on Saturday and last at least until April 7th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I look at balance of nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it. And it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is parting ways with Boeing, in part because of the coronavirus outbreak. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Boeing has confirmed that Nikki Haley has resigned from its board of directors after serving on the board for less than a year. Haley reportedly stepping down in opposition to the company's request for government aid as a result of the virus. Boeing had earlier this week said it was going to seek $60 billion in federal assistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Circling back to President Trump's press briefing, the president says he's having productive talks with Republicans and Democratic lawmakers on the coronavirus.
There's tremendous spirit to get something done, so we'll see what happens. But my conversation was very good with Senator Schumer.
The president also announced that the government will temporarily waive interest on federal student loans. Enforcement of standardized testing is also suspended. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With more on how the coronavirus is affecting folks around the world, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
A new warning from the State Department telling Americans abroad to come back to the United States or face getting stuck. And other well-known people who have the coronavirus now, ESPN reporting New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton, the first person in the NFL community to test positive. And Prince Albert II of Monaco, the son of the late actress Grace Kelly, also testing positive.
With the sports world coming to a complete standstill, aside from NFL free agency, many folks are looking for a way to divert their attention from the coronavirus pandemic, and if anything, a little bit of escapism from time to time. Horse racing is still going on at some tracks across the country. Kenny Schmidt is a horse racing expert. He shares with me some of the precautions being taken by tracks across the country.
Well, right now there's no spectators. Basically, it's just the backside workers, the trainers, and other personnel that are on hand. You can continue to run horse racing at these tracks because these backside workers actually live on site and they have to be there daily no matter what. So long as spectators aren't there, they're still not at risk. You know, that's one thing people have to realize. I really want to educate on horse racing.
Schmidt continues.
And I'll be honest with you, I think racing by next week will be shut down totally as the rest of the things in the United States.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.